This is it. You've made it. It's the last session in this course on spiritual warfare. I can't tell you how much growth I've experienced in preparing this class. Doing the study has been a joy, an absolute joy. And it's also been a time of challenge. You know, I've had things happen, falling out of bed, hitting my head. I've had problems with things going wrong in the house, things that distracted me, viruses in two of my computers, Apparently the enemy didn't want me to complete this. In the studio here, we've had power outages, we've had problems with the camera, we've had all kinds of things, but we made it. My goal was to tell you a little bit about spiritual warfare, to equip you, hopefully, to be more effective in the ministry that you have as a Christian leader, as you acknowledge the realities that we face as leaders. In this session, you know, I really just want to talk about conclusions for a few minutes, and then you'll be free. First of all, conclusion, things to keep in mind. Number one, we're in a war with a real enemy. Now, I put down our example of prayer for healing because I was reflecting on a prayer, a woman who had gifts of healing, and there was a person who was sent from a newspaper to talk about, you know, write a story about her, and he was very, very doubtful. And that, then she just got a call that somebody needed a prayer for healing. And so she invited him along. And so they're going to pray, and the problem was in the woman's leg. And so she invited the reporter to put his hand on her leg. And then she said to him, "Now, if anything happens here, if anything happens here, know that it's not me, it's God who's at work." And so she began to pray. And as sometimes happens with healing prayer, the leg began to get warm and just shocked the writer so much he let go. And then he said, "I've got to go get my life in order," and he left. Well, I hope you've heard and seen enough evidence, is my point here, that we're in a war with a real enemy who has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Secondly, you are in a battle, whether or not you realize it, whether or not you're aware of it day to day. And so you best be prepared and you best be ready. That's the second thing to keep in mind. Third thing, you've got to start with the filling of the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus did not begin his ministry until after he'd been baptized and the Holy Spirit came down upon him as a dove. Now, you know, we believe he was the Son of God the whole time, but that was a significant event, and it was then that he was driven by the Spirit out into the wilderness for that time of fasting and temptation, and all that prepared him for ministry. It was when he had the Holy Spirit that he went out and did ministry. When you read about the disciples in Acts, Jesus tells them, "Stay in Jerusalem until you are imbued with power, for the Holy Spirit will come upon you." Now, they had ministered before that. They had cast out demons. They had healed people. But now they're going out, and Jesus is not right by their side physically. And so they waited till they were filled with the Spirit. Now, sometimes that happens in Acts with the laying out of hands, that you pray for each other and you say, "Pray, be filled with the Holy Spirit." But, you know, in Paul's letters to the Ephesians, he seems to indicate that this is something that's going to happen for us over and over and over again. Ephesians 5, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." And here's how you do that. "Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Pray for the Spirit. Pray for Him daily to fill you, to make you the expression of Jesus Christ on this earth. Be prepared. You never know when you're going to encounter the enemy in a significant way, which means check your own life. Are you wearing the armor of God? Are you depending on God? Are you following his choices for you? You're not going to do that perfectly, but then thank God there's confession and repentance, and then our sins are in the past. 5, remember that you are a child of King, a child of the King. In other words, you know, what happens as you engage in spiritual warfare is not going to happen because you're such a great person. You're not. You are incredibly limited. It happens because of whose you are. You belong to the King, and the one who is in you, I've said it many times, that Bible verse, he who is within you is greater than he who is within the world. You don't have to enter this battle with fear, with hesitation, because you know that it's God, through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit in you, that is going to win the battle. And 6, remember that we're destined to win. When I was in high school, there was a song, and I was just experiencing a spiritual awakening. I grew up in faith, in a family of faith, but there was this song that came out as, we win, hallelujah, we win. I read the back of the book, and we win, hallelujah, we win. I read the back of the book, and we win. You know, it's simple truth. Remember as you engage in battle that we win. Now, having said those things, I want to remind again, I'm going to end with a blessing for you, but I want to go back to that song I played at one point. We're fighting a battle. You've already won. Now, you know, music speaks powerfully to me, and so I thank you that you have tolerated that with me during this time. And
connected to Bruce's iPhone.
Okay, that's ready. Here we go. You've already won.
iPhone disconnected. Connected to Bruce's iPhone.
Yeah. You've already won. No matter what comes.
Come my way. I I'll say that it is well.
Close this session, this class, with five blessings for you. I've taken these, I've shared with you some information from the book by Charles Craft, longtime missionary to Africa, professor at Fuller Seminary, now in his 90s. Christianity with Power. As he talks about this, he recognizes that there's a need for power in the world. There are so many things wrong, so many places with the enemy's families, your family maybe, other families that you know, regional areas, your city, your state, your country, the globe and all that's going wrong in it, the death that's happening in the world, the starvation that's happening in the world. There is a need for spiritual warfare. And I want you to be blessed as you do battle. And so, here are Charles Kraft, I have revised these to fit what I want to say in blessing to you. First of all, I want to bless you with a strong desire to discover and practice all that Christianity was meant to be. I spent most of my Christian life not knowing about spiritual warfare at all and not practicing it at all. May God give you a strong desire. Secondly, may God give you the ability to make whatever worldview shifts to move into a ministry with spiritual power. We talked about worldview and how it's kept us in the Western world away from seeing or acknowledging the spiritual world. May you have, by the gift of God, the ability to shift, to change, to see, to have your eyes opened as the servant of Elisha was. May you have a strong sense of daring to take whatever risks necessary to launch into unfamiliar territory. I suspect for most of you, this is unfamiliar territory. May you have a daring and a sense of adventure to see how God can move and make a difference today. May you be blessed with great authority and power in ministry so that the wrongs and the evils that you see in the world around you may be changed by the power of God flowing through you. May you have patience with yourself and with God as you experiment and learn. Sometimes things may not happen exactly the way you want them to. Freedom that you want to see experienced, the victory you want to see in people's lives may not be experienced. May you be blessed with patience. And may you have a great renewal and growth in your relationship with our Lord and Savior. That as you engage in spiritual warfare, maybe you become more convinced that God is alive and real and active in our world today. May that be your experience. And may he give you an ever-increasing manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in your life, especially in love, not lover, but especially that you might experience a growing sense of love for the people around you who have been oppressed, who have been controlled, maybe even possessed. May you have a strong sense of love for them and a desire to make a difference in the name of Jesus. So go now. Go now to be in battle, knowing that the victory is won. And one day Jesus will return and he'll say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things, but wow." You'll say back, "Oh Lord, you have done more than I ever thought or could dream of." May that be your experience in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.